So, my first question for you, what kind of creative things do you do?
Well, I like to crochet. I like to sew, scrapbooking, jewelry making, some freehand art.
Okay.
Gardening.
And what's your favorite thing about being creative and doing those things?
Well, I enjoy making, sewing things together or creating things in order to be able to give them away and see the expression on people's faces when it's professional looking and they're surprised that it's made by hand.
So, how has being creative positively impacted your life?
Well, it gives me something to do, keeps my mind fresh by trying different patterns, intricate work. You really have to focus at times. Also, it helps to calm me down and keep me active.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your favorite thing that you've ever made?
Some bags I've made for my kids. A blanket I made for my mom before she passed away. Those were my few of my favorite things.
Okay. My next question is, making things and being creative a therapeutic outlet for you?
Yes, for sure. It helps to reduce some of the stress in my life. And calms me down, like I already said.
Mm-hmm. How has your creativity changed as you've gotten older?
Well, I find that, you know, now more I have to take longer breaks more often. Because sitting and doing something for too long just makes your joints stiff. As well as, you know, having carpal tunnel from crocheting. So I just have to set it down and come back to it. I think that's does it.
Okay. Do you think that your creativity has impacted the aging process for you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean.
Like, has the aging has it kind of kept you young, or like...
Oh, yes, for sure. It keeps thinking, I sit down and I figure out what things I like to do, and that spurs me to look at something else, and always sometimes I'm looking at the next project before I finish the one I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely keeps my brain active by focusing all on this, and the intricate work definitely works your brain.
Okay. What creative endeavors do you hope to do in the future?
Well, I'm getting into bag making. So professional looking bags is what my plan is. So I've been doing a lot of research, Googling tips and tricks, figuring out what sewing machine I need to do that, and what thread and what material works best with that will hold up over time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to cost more money to put into it, so then more money and time.
Okay.
So I want to do it right.
Mm-hmm. Is there any last words of wisdom before we wrap it up?
Well, I always think you should do something that you're passionate about, and then it never feels like a job. Well, something you're going to stick with.
I like that. Well, that's the end of my questions, so thank you.